While the road fund gets its money from sources like the gas tax and vehicle registration fees, it's been used in the past to pay bills in the state's general fund, like schools. This proposal would prevent that in the future by amending the state's constitution to protect the road fund. Republican Senate sponsor Randy Hopper of Fond du Lac says it should be bipartisan.
You will be protecting this vital fund from both political parties.
But Madison Senate Democrat Fred Risser said he didn't think highways were more important than education. And if it came down to it, he said schools should be protected before roads. Risser also said this plan was protecting the road building lobby, one of the most powerful in the state.
The highway lobby is never satisfied. Never satisfied. You give them some money, they want more money. And if you give them more money, they want more and more money.
Other critics noted that in the governor's proposed budget, the transportation fund would actually get money from the general fund, a different kind of rate. The plan passed the Senate on a bipartisan 26-6 vote and heads next to the Assembly. It would need to pass two consecutive sessions of the legislature and be approved by voters to take effect. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.